See, that, what a great tune. That was an old 45 that they got from Britain. And it was released in Britain. Dickie Loader. That's the only thing that stopped this guy from being a big star. That was Chills and Fever. Dickie Loader. Yeah. Who would? Yeah, I don't change my name. What's it? Ralph Clemens? Yeah, what do you want to change to? Dickie Loader. Dickie Loader, yes. Dickie Loader, ladies and gentlemen. Dickie Loader and the Loads. Now, come on, man. Come on, man. Have some kind of promotional guy behind you. They'll let you know that you're going to go with Dickie Loader. It's not gonna make it. We heard the Barbed Wires before that, their new record. That was Chicken Race. Calvin Johnson from his new record, Pink Cadillac. Boy, that guy found a lot of reverb on that sucker. And we started off with Dark Canyon doing a version of Lee Hazelwood's Your Sweet Love, Zombo, right in your fabulous brain. I'm going to cut to this song, man. It's not even on the list, but I got this 45 by Marshall Bontempi. I play a lot of Marshall Bontempi and a lot of Montesas just because the dude just really gives a nice, just such a nice turn on traditional American rock and roll. Look, from the 50s to the 70s, look at that 20-year period, 1950s to 1970s. Look at that, man, 1950s. To 1970s. Look how crazy that got, right? Like I'm saying, I talked to you before about 1970s to 1990s. Right now, I think we're stuck in the whole, like, the 11th century mentality. 11th century, 12th century, 3rd century, 14th, up until probably around the 15th century. A big chunk of time from, like, the 900s to, we're talking 600 years. You know, we're going through some new dark ages. When it comes to, like, culture, when it comes to, there's lots of things that change. But really, I don't know, man. Past 23 years, just zip right by. Not a lot of great cultural upheaval. Not a lot of it. 50s to 70s, you're talking, you know, you had the 60s, which was just completely off the charts. Then you had, like, the 70s to the 90s, the 80s were kabooming. And then you got 20s, Then you got the 2000. I just think of low numbers. I just think low numbers just aren't that interesting to people. Low numbers just aren't that interesting. You know, like, it was so hard, you know, because when we first got into the 2000s, everyone was going to 2001 or 2001. How do I say that? And then everybody just got, oh, I just say 2001, like the Stanley Kubrick film. Oh, okay. 2012, that's easy. Okay, we got it. We got this. But it was like 2000 and. You had to put that and in there. You don't say 2012. You say 2012. You said 2002. Why just 2002? There you go. Get rid of it. I fixed it already. Never mind. Not just a moot point. Got something coming up by moot point. That's right. Moot point coming up next. Let's see. I should tell you about a show on this here station. Let me tell you about Democracy Sometime Later. Democracy Sometime Later is a nationally independent award-winning daily news program about democracy sometime later. Sometime later, democracy. That's right. Where people debate about democracy. They debate about it. They sit around and they go, hey, when are we going to get this democracy? Sometime later. And that's the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. 10 seconds long. All right, we've got... Oh, I can't even pronounce this one. I can't... Why would you have a show you can't even pronounce the name? Let's see what I got here. What else is a good one? I haven't done this. So most of these shows, I shouldn't even do the shows that aren't community members because we are on the random schedule. Anything can happen. Hopefully, I'll have the same slot again, most likely, next week. When they get the new schedule out, and hopefully I'll have a better slot for my encore show, the Zombo Deep Archive, which is a fun show to listen to. I play shows from about 14, 15 years ago. And that's the thing. They sound like shows of today. So once again, I am also a victim of this dark new dark ages, this new complacency, where everything's been pretty much on a nice even keel for the past 20 years. It just hasn't been much. Yeah, sure. Ah, well, we got this. We got this new gizmo. That's great. We got an electric potato peeler. That's awesome, dude. Good on you. We got this bottle opener that kind of opens bottles the other way now. Fantastic. All right, what do we got here? What else we got? I know this is still on the radio. Host Larry Berger brings you that Saturday Live Brigade with acoustic music. Puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, even though it doesn't get it off to a good start as I do. That's right. The weekend starts at 10 o'clock Friday in Pittsburgh. Might as well face the facts. I plummet productivity. Anybody listen to the show? The productivity plummets, and they are gearing up for a weekend to just be a weekend champion. That's right. To be a weekend warrior. That's right. Go out there and get your weekend on. The weekend actually does start Friday at 10. But they say it gets your weekend off to good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings. And that usually starts around, like, I don't know, 3 in the morning. I don't know, on this here station. And I just got a call, too, saying that I guess this is the 50th anniversary of WRCT. Sure, we've been on Radio Carnegie Tech's been around, I think it started in 1949. But they said it actually started being a real radio station in this 50 years ago. And so, what is that? That'd be like 73, 74. So 1974, well, let's see, 84, 94, 2004, that's 40 years. Wait a minute. Let me give my math. We have, if it started in the 70s, yeah, 70s to 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2011. Yeah, there we go. That's 50 years. I forgot about the 2010s. Left the 2010s. Yeah. So 74 is when this radio station first started broadcasting out to the public. And wow. Yeah, that's something. Pittsburgh radio is fascinating. You know, if you ever, you know, listen to some old radio shows, I'm getting a little choked up over it. Oh, boy. That's a hell of a hairball. All right, let's get into the song I wanted to play here. Dig a Hole. The old 45 came out probably about 10 years ago, or 20 years ago, or 30 years ago, or maybe it came out, yeah, probably 30 years ago. I don't know. But I just got another copy of it, and I love this tune. It's an old... Rose Maddox and the Maddox Brothers tune. or they were the Maddox Brothers and Rose. Yeah, because the brothers got the full, and then they just add a rose on the end. But this song, Dig a Hole, ah, oh, man. He killed this one, man. I love his 45. Dig a Hole, Monstro Von Tempe Zombo, right in your brain. Yeah, dig it.
To follow.
Mm-hmm.
nice one. That was brand new from David Vanian, the guy from The Damned, and the Phantom Chords doing Ghost Train. And my God, all kinds of good stuff there. We heard Hot Link by the Galaxy Trio. We heard Southern Culture on the Skids from one of their first singles, C.W. James, Double Ot Spy. The Finks close out at Pier 11. And Marsha Von Tempe, Dig a Hole. Now, of course, my radio listeners know a lot more than I do, especially about bluegrass music. And Southside Ray said, you know that song, Dig a Hole, you like? I thought it was Maddox Brothers and Rose. But he actually said it's a bluegrass tune, which piqued my interest. And I found Flat and Scruggs, 1973, doing it live. And I often wonder what those kind of bluegrass concerts were like, you know? People just, were they very well behaved? Did they have their Sunday best on and they were just sitting, watching the bluegrass music, nodding? Or were they coming in all pre-gamed and righteous, all drunk out of their mind and nodding out the bluegrass music? That's what I think. These guys, their overhauls, the one strap over the one shoulder, and their eyes rolling back of their head, drooling out of their mouth, listening to some Flat and Scruggs. 1963, live. Hey, guys out there yelling already.
What makes you sleep so sound? The highway robbers are coming, they're gonna tear your playhouse down. Dig a hole, dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold ground. Dig a hole, dig a hole in the meadow. Donnie Corey on the banks of the deep blue sea. She had a 44 buckled around her and a banjo on her knee. Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole, dig a hole in the meadow, gonna lay down. Get me my gun. I ain't no man for trouble, but I die before I drown. Dig a hole in the meadow, dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole in the meadow, gonna lay down the quarry down.
So I can see those guys all whacked out of the brain listening to that, you know, and it got me to thinking. So I'm looking in the comments on this YouTube thing and they actually say, well, you know, you should hear Marsha Von Tempe's version of this. Someone says, oh, you should hear Rose Maddox's version of this. And it got me wanting to hear the Rose Maddox version. Well, actually, the Maddox Brothers and the Rose. I've got to be, let's get this in here. Yeah, they don't even credit Rose on this. Yep, Maddox Brothers and Rose. This is the one I really dig. This is from 1957. Yeah, of course, we got to listen to a commercial first, and this is about Febreze. Coming at you, Febreze. It's not only for lunch anymore. So let's get this, just get past this ad, okay? Because the station did not pay for the YouTube. We got it? We got it. So this is 57, man.
Dig a hole, dig a hole in the middle. Dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole, dig a hole.
Boys are coming, they're gonna tear your playhouse down. Dig a hole, dig a hole in the meadow. Dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig a hole, dig a hole in the meadow. Gonna lay that coal it down. Oh, wake up, wake up, darling, cold.
Now, don't tell me that that's not rock and roll. That's from 1957, man. That's way before, like, actually, if you actually go even farther back, though, you can get into Jump Blues. But it's just, it's fascinating to say, oh, first rock and roll record was Rocket 88 by Jimmy Bryant. But it was not. It was one of these and the thing is, I think that really why this music wasn't as popular or in there, because these people were very unattractive. They were very unattractive. Rose Maddox had an amazing voice, but woo-wee! Man, even when she was young, it was like, And the rest of those guys, man, I don't know if I don't know what the gene pool's like with the Maddox family, but boy, musically fantastic. Looks-wise, whole hell of a lot to be desired. Man, I'm just saying. But boy, that is rock and roll. That is right. You get into the original rock and roll thing is not Elvis. The original rock and roll is not Jimmy Breslin. The original rock and roll is not Bill Haley and the Comets. It's like Rose Maddox and basically Louis Jordan. Louis Jordan coming in from the Jump Blues side and Rose Maddox and the Maddox brothers. Because I will put them that way first because Rose Maddox's voice was just incredible. And yeah, that's it. All right, there we go. All right, let's get back into recapping 2023. I digress. But I'm always seem to be jumping in the musical hot rod of Southside Ray and kind of going for a ride. Let's dig into something old, another old 45 I got, since we're kind of in the old country kind of thing here. Jimmy Bryant, who actually did work with Speedy West, had a real strange 45 come out they just re-released called Tobacco Worm. Dig this weird thing. WRCT Pittsburgh.
Tobacco Worm. Thank you.
on. See, you get bluegrass, you get some jazzy stuff, you get a little everything here. But it's all got to have the Zombo in your brain seal of approval. This is Combustible Edison. They re-released all these demos, which is kind of nice. This one, Satan Says. And before that, we heard Rose Maddox. Did we hear that? Yeah. No, we heard Little Girl by the Flat Door Jets. So we're just muscling through this. What else is going on? Alrighty. Chronic fatigue. You know, most of you people out there listening to the show know what chronic fatigue is. You barely have enough energy to turn the radio on at 10 o'clock. Most of you can't even turn the radio on until about 10:45. And I know at around 11:30, Kelvin gets moving. Yeah. So then the rest of the city wakes up. Oh, I listen to Z right here. And chronic fatigue affects a bunch of folks, man. It affects 4 million listeners. CFS is real. It's real. And it's in your brain. It is. It probably is in your brain. It's devastating. Get diagnosed. Get treatment. Get informed. Get help. Get a life. For crying out loud. All right. All right. You know what? Guess what? Another year passes by, like I'm saying, recapping 2023. And once again, more music gets released by a band that is no longer around, and that is The Fall. And here is entitled from some 45 that was re-released last year. Entitled.
Shake what?
I shake me.
A bed.
Well, you know, the girl's a go-go. Dressing room ever since I had that spot of bother with my flat. My things are in such a mess.
Perhaps we can help you to straighten them out. This doesn't concern you. Go on playing. Play!
Me completely against your will this time?
Not entirely. The best place to go, go, yeah. Amsterdam, we got the best place to go, go, yeah.
They started in June of 2003. They put out the party. But
Couple of really good records I found this past year were by the Stool Pigeons. They were a band from Boston, and they all dressed up kind of like the Paul Revere and the Raiders thing. But they did the whole British Invasion records. They did a whole record of this came from Billy J. Kramer. Was this Billy J. Kramer? No, this was Jerry and the Pacemakers. They did the whole Jerry and the Pacemakers called Jerry Cross the Mersey, and that was a Jerry and the Pacemakers tune. I like it. They also did a Hermits. Record, which is called like Herm Britannia. I played some of that last week too. Once again, recapping music that I found, got re-released, all that stuff. We heard Frankenstein from Subsonics. That was older. A new mashup, which I got last year, was the New Pollution Tax Man, which is the Beck's New Pollution mashed together with the Beatles' Tax Man. We heard from Germany some weird record I found called Julia P and the ABC All-Stars, The Best Place to Go-Go. New from the Special Agents, Go-Go-Go-Go Girl. And this was really a great idea. This band called the Jagaloons. And they came out with a mini record, but it was all songs, all instrumental songs based on their love for Taco Bell. And there's like songs called Baja Blast. The one I played was Chalupa Cabra, which, come on, the title alone is pretty cool. We heard Satan Says by Combustible Edison and all kinds of good stuff. So other things I found in my travels and got gifted and lifted was this really hard to listen to Jerry Lewis record. Jerry Lewis, obviously, one of the most miserable human beings ever to walk the earth. Just what a sad character. And hopefully one day they will release his album, The Clown That Cried, which he supposedly did this movie that was so awful that he did not want it released while he was alive. He did it, I think, in the 60s or 70s. And it's about him as a clown in the concentration camp during World War II. Yeah. So obviously somebody, see, when you get that popular, like a Michael Jackson or a Elvis, you can just make horrific decisions with your life, and you will have an entourage of people telling you, yeah, that's not a bad idea. You go right ahead and you do that. You go right ahead and you do that. That's what happens. Before we get into that, I got to tell you about compulsive eaters. Oh, man, eating is so much fun, though. I mean, come on, man. Why they got to do that to you? Compulsive eaters are not. Eating's a good thing. I got to be blunt with you, man. Eating's awesome, okay? It is. I like eating. It's a local nonprofit organization that offers help the year round to anybody who in the community. It's a free 12-step. They always worry about the 12-step thing. Self-help group. If it's self-help, what are you helping me for? Quit helping me. It's self-help for anyone who has a problem with food, weight, eating, being too fat, too thin, or other food-related issues. Sad. Man, but I like eating. CEA has meetings throughout the Pittsburgh area, as well as phone meetings nationwide. For more information, call 412-225-1664 or Ironborn Pizza. Give them a call. CEA, HOWPAEIEIO.org. Compulsive Eaters Anonymous. It's free, it's simple, and it's delicious. All right, so back to this Jerry Lewis record. All right. I'm impressed with his amount, with his diction and his elocution on this next one. But other than that, he's just an all around rotten human being. Let's dig. I'm a Little Busybody.
I'm a little little busybody, though I know it's very shoddy. I insist on knowing what is going on with everybody, cause I'm such a busybody, always prying, always spying. I'm defying anyone to try to hide the facts from me. Now Mrs. Jones is with the doctor and her pulse is finally clocked, and suddenly she sees me peeking into all her friends. I'm shrieking, Mrs. Jones's valve is leaking, a mechanic she is seeking, cause her clutch needs overhauling and her motor's always stalling. Mrs. Jones, you lonesome gal, you finally lost your trade in value. Now we come to Mr. Clunky, thinks that I'm a little punk. He's always keeping up with Jones, and while I tap his telephone, I learn that they will disconnect him soon. The bill they don't collect, the sheriff's gonna take it back, his brand new shiny Cadillac. So now I pass the news around that Mr. Clunk is bankrupt bound. I'm ruining his credit, and I know he won't forget it, though he thought I was a little punk, that cabbage headed Mr. Clunk. I got the bank to fume and fret, they took his home, and better yet, they grabbed his television set, because I'm such a busybody. I'm a little busybody, if you drink an extra toddy, I will spot it long before you pot it. I'll be pointing to your house and telling folks that you're a souse, though I admit I am a louse. It's so much fun to tell the neighbors that you're underneath the weather, and they ought to get together using you as an example to their kids of what a tramp will do if he is off the wagon. Now your reputation's dragging, cause you took an extra toddy, and I'm telling everybody that you're more than slightly dizzy. Now I've got you in the tizzy, cause I'm such a very busy little busybody. I'm the death of every party, you should hear the things I say when truth and consequence we play. I state the age of Mrs. Dunn, I tell him she is 61, and that her face is lifted and her cargo slightly shifted. There are couples kissing in the dark, I use my flashlight for a lark, and Joan is hugging Mortimer and she's engaged to Mr. Shore. I'm hiding in the cuspidor and flash a light upon their face while they are locked in fond embrace, and Mr. Shore then wrecks the place. I'm such a busybody, breaking up a lovely party. Smith is on the scale and suddenly she's growing pale, for in a chorus so endearing I have got the neighbors cheering. Darling, what a lovely weight, you weigh 188, you lick the pattern off the plate and then you bleed for more to eat. You look just like a strange balloon that drifted to us from the moon, and scientists must watch their step and see if you're a secret weapon. That is how the gossip goes, and all because I stick